on telephone television and call on Whitey. They didn't do that. They'd call you Captain if they didn't know nothing else to call you.
Captain, yeah, I've heard that before.
Or just say Mister. Say Mister so and so. Mister, what you? How you get so and so? But they put a handle up there to it. They didn't know you. Rest of it, they just call you Mister or Captain.
Okay. Did you hear names like for a child that was born of an unmarried of a woman born to an unmarried woman?
Well, sometimes they call them youngins a wide grass colt or
buzzard egg.
But that was one of the pet things. Just that she knows that she's a wide grass colt.
Okay. Now a woman who's lost her husband
she's a widower.
Okay. What about if he just left her?
I guess she's a grass widow then.
Okay.
I think that's what they call her.
Well, what would they call? What would you just call another person, another man, or something like that? Would you have names for another man, or would you just kid him, or saying something about him? Hey, you old what? Any names like that that you would hear? Well, for example, what about a person who was a fellow who never worked
he was called a scalawag.
Did they have kind of names for a guy from Alabama or a guy from Georgia or something like that?
Well, you was a Georgia cracker. I don't care where you come from in Georgia, and we call them North Georgia crackers. North Georgia crackers.
Okay.
And all states, I believe, have a nickname for people, but I never have known it. One of the Carolinas, it was Tar Heels.
All right. Well, you and I'd be a cracker. What about another person from Alabama or something like that? Did you ever hear of a Peckerwood or a redneck?
Rednecks could come from Alabama, I think.
Okay.
I think that's where the rednecks come from, where they got the call for rednecks from Alabama. I know up in Cedartown, there's a lot of folks there, and they call each other, call folks rednecks. I always got talking about rednecks, and I believe they come out of Alabama, that's where the name comes from.
Did you ever hear the word Peckerwood?
Yeah, but I can't quite.
You know, I heard
a man call a kid a Peckerwood, but that's a towhead. That's one of my daddy's specialty was a towhead. I guess he was shaggy headed, too much hair, a white headed like I was. I don't know.
What about a person who lived back in the woods somewhere, never came out to town or something like that? People would say he's just an old.
He was a backwoodsman or.
You ever hear of a Hoosier? Hoosier?
A Hoosier, I believe it's a nickname for a fella out of one of the northern states Indiana's a Hoosier, that's right, that's a Hoosier state. But that.
Any names that you would hear of a black man have for a white man? Like Buckra? You ever hear of a Buckra?
No.
Okay. What about a child born of a between white and black racial mix? What for them?
Well, the best name of them was a bastard. But I was raised around some of them, all right.
Yeah.
But they did. They always, if he had black blood, he was always a nigger. Don't care how white he was. He raised with the niggers and raised in a nigger community and went to nigger school.
If he had even a lot of white, if he was light skinned
he was still a nigger. We got a neighbor right down here. His mama was half white and his daddy was half white, and